It is Terry Savage, the money lady with the savage truth. Good news today, or are we just going to talk about how crazy the stock market is these days?
Good news and crazy news. Good news on stocks. Good news on interest rates. And, yeah, the market is crazy a little bit. And also good news for student loan borrowers. So it's like one of those things, you throw darts. Where do you want to start?
The student loan forgiveness, I think that affects so many people.
Millions of people. We're not going to get in this debate about whether it's fair or not, and other people have, you know, repaid their loans. We'll just leave that aside. The most unusual thing is that all you have to do, if you have outstanding student loans, and if your income was less than $125,000 last year on your tax return on a single income, or $250,000 on a joint return, you go to studentaid.gov. And I want to tell you, it's the most amazing, simple application. There are like four lines to fill out: your name, first, middle, initial, and last name, a former last name, maybe you were married recently, your social security number, confirm it, your date of birth, your phone number, your email, confirm it, and click. I honestly tell you that I qualify based on income. There's a whole bunch of little boxes there. And then sign it by clicking. And you have applied for up to $10,000 worth of student loan forgiveness, or maybe $20,000 if you originally had Pell Grants. The application is up there. They don't ask for your federal student loan ID. Theoretically, Lisa, and I'm going to say theoretically because I want you to keep this tape, they have the IRS, so if they want to check your income, they just put your Social Security number in. Oh, yeah, Susan Smith only made $89,000 last year. She qualifies. They have the federal student loan database, even though all these companies, it was Sally Mae and Navient, and they've passed your student loan around like a hot potato, different servicers, okay? Mm-hmm. But they have the student loan database, so they ought to be able to check. And they ought to know who's servicing the loan, so they're supposed to contact them. And bingo, it's supposed to happen.
So now, you're telling me there's a government form that's easy to fill out?
I'm telling you, this is easier than, you order groceries on Instacart, you do online banking, all that is about 100 times more complex than filling out these five categories: your name, social security number, phone number, email, and just certifying that you qualify based on income. But let's just wait and see. Here are some of the things we don't know. They've never said specifically that PLUS loans, those are federal student loans made to parents, qualify. However, there's been a lot of talk about this and that they do. So if you are a parent and you qualify based on income, it'd be a shame if dad signed the form and the family makes more. But if a single parent signed it, they could theoretically qualify. So if you have a PLUS loan, sign up. They haven't said which of your many loans, because the average amount of student loans is now over $30,000. So they haven't said which ones the forgiveness will apply to: the highest rate loans, the oldest loans, a little bit to each loan. They haven't said anything about that. But this is the same government you try to get through for the IRS. I mean, this is the same Treasury Department. Well, it's the Education Department. And you can't reach them. It's like Social Security, you can't reach them. The Treasury, if you have a question on your savings bonds, you can't reach them. They say they're going to take all these hundreds of millions of dollars, billions actually, and manage the forgiveness process. So let's see what happens. And by the way, they should be doing this by the end of the year, because on January 1st, all the rest of your loans, or if you weren't given any forgiveness, you'll have to start making payments again. Now, I will bet you lunch, Lisa, that by the end of the year, they will say, gee, we never got our act together, so I know you don't know which of your loans got forgiven and which didn't, so we're going to postpone it again till March.
Mm.
That's a bet.
Okay, someone just sent in a text and said, do you think it's worth it for the federal student loan forgiveness if you only owe $800 and they're going to charge you that as income?
They're not going to charge if the forgiven amount is income. That's been decided. It will be typically, if default on a loan to a bank and they write it off, that's actually income to you. But this is not going to be considered taxable income to you. And yes, if you can, they're doing this. Again, I don't want to get in the fairness thing. They're doing it. And if they write off your $800 because you qualify, you have $800 now to go pay down your credit card debt.
And do students in school right now apply as well?
No, this is for students who have graduated.
Okay. All right. So if you are a parent and you took out loans for all three kids, Parent Plus loans, you could conceivably get $10,000 for each kid?
That's going to be an interesting question. That they haven't said, I have not seen anything printed up about Parent Plus loan forgiveness. There's a lot that hasn't been said. And theoretically, it could happen. But I'm not sure that they're going to give to any one Social Security number more than $10,000 in loans, even if it was for three different kids. But I don't know the answer.
TerrySavage.com. You can always reach out to her. So about the stock market.
Okay.
And
save time for interest rates because I have more good news.
Okay. Let's do interest rates because that's intriguing to me.
I've got two good news things for you. I mean, it's so rare that I have all this good news.
I know. Bring it up.
All right. Number one, remember 6-month Treasury bills, 26-week Treasury bills, and I've had this column up at terrysavage.com on the left side under columns, T-bills beat CDs.
Right.
When I first wrote it, it was about 4% on the 6-month Treasury bill. They're auctioned off every week on Mondays, so a new rate is set at that auction, which you get if you sign up at treasurydirect.gov. Go look at that column because it's got all the instructions. Well, now the yield is 4.4%. Tell me that your bank is giving you that.
They're not.
Okay. So if you have $100 minimum, you can buy U.S. government treasury bills. It's safe. It's online. It's the only way you do it. You don't do it through your brokerage account. You get online. Go to treasurydirect.gov. I walked someone through this last night because it was a friend who said, what? I don't think I can do it. I said, here. I'm always telling people it's easy. Let's just go to treasurydirect.gov, and it says create an account. You need your name, your address, your Social Security number. Take a copy of your bank check. It needs your bank account number, and the 5-6 digits before it are the bank routing number. Bingo. Sign up. Then you go to buy direct, and you say, I want to buy $2,000 worth of 26-week bills at the next auction. You scroll down. The next date will be next Monday. And you put in the amount, $2,000. Scroll down. It says, yep, it's coming out of Chase Bank. They've got your account number. And the interest will be deposited back in Chase Bank. Yep. Click purchase. That's it.
I'm glad that you get those questions from friends because I've always said if you were at my dinner table, it would be nonstop. You'd never get a moment to eat.
It bothered me because I wondered is it really tougher? I mean, I've had my account there for years and years, so it's very easy. And the other thing is about interest rates. Today is the 18th. Before November 1st, when you go to your treasurydirect.gov account, and again, at terrysavage.com, you'll see the 6-month T-bills beat CDs article. Mm-hmm. And look over to your right, how to buy everything you need to know about I-bonds. You have about 10, 11 more days to buy Series I bonds and get a full 6 months of 9.62% interest. They will announce a new rate November 1st. It might be a little higher. I'm not quite sure. It's based on inflation. But the new rate will apply to the 6 months after you get the full 6 months of 9.62%. So it looks like you're going to be getting a year of rates over 9.5%.
Terry.
I mean, don't turn that down. 10,000 limit on that.
Nothing but good news today. Thank you.
Good to be with you.
TerrySavage.com. You will find everything she just talked about on her website. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN. Lisa Dent, WGN.